Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
RJ Choppy, Bobby Belt in Houston for the next few days for one of his daughter's birthdays. We got Peyton Phillip Russell firing up the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Thank you for turning it on and leaving it on DFW Sports Station. And you know, basically every day for 2 weeks, we're bringing you the very latest more than anyone else right here at 6 o'clock. And it starts off with Will McClay getting his multi-year contract extension to stay in Frisco.
Yes, sir, to stay. And that's huge because this has been seemingly the stabilizing force behind the organization. And
got to have someone who knows and watches football.
That's right. Yes, yes. Got to have somebody. So I think this is really, like, fantastic news. Like, because it's always been, he's going to get a job somewhere as the GM. It's just a matter of when he decides that he wants to move. I don't know if there's kids, family that are involved, that just want to take him out of DFW, but we know it's coming. We know that day's coming, right?
When you go back and look at the scoreboards for general managers, you know, you have your different charts out there. First team all pro, pro bowler selected. How do you think Will McClay stacks up?
Oh, man.
Todd Archer put out the list since 2014. 15 Pro Bowlers, 6 All-Pros through the draft. I just didn't know if you had seen other GM comparisons with the way that they've selected and picked over the years.
I haven't. So 6 All-Pros, I mean, that's pretty good. I mean, that's in what, 10 years?
Yeah.
60% of the drafts, you're selecting an All-Pro? I mean, that doesn't mean they're all coming from different drafts, but You average it out. That's pretty solid. There's only 2 All Pros a year at each position. Like, that's pretty dang good.
Will McClay, there's always kind of a back and forth at some points in times. Some people were telling me back when Jerry Jones told Clarence Hill, there ain't no one who could do this job better than me. I don't know if that completely sat well with Will, right, as he's sitting there saying, hey, I'm a de facto general manager in this building. We had gone up to this point in time with his contract getting ready to expire where the deal wasn't done. I don't think he really wanted to talk paperwork and cash at the Senior Bowl when Nick Harris and others were out there with him. So it always feels like we'll always get a murmur here and there that, all right, Will's tired of this. Will's done with this. Will's going to go on and be a true general manager somewhere else, and he always comes back.
He always comes back, and, you know, again, we don't know, like, the family situation, like, what he wants to do in terms of staying here or going, but obviously he is drawn to the, and there's value and comfort.
Yep.
You know, you don't have to, you know your role. When you work here, you know that, look, this is the way the organization works. Leaving an organization, going somewhere new, that can be scary. You know, it just can, because you don't know how the dynamics of every organization are going
to
work.
And you need someone to deal with Jerry and Steven.
Got to be able to do it.
Got
to
have a head coach who does it. Got to have a Will McClay who does it.
I think one of the most important parts of this job is handling Jerry as the head coach. If you're the head coach, like, coaching is obviously very, very important, but being able to manage the Jerry versus, you know, like, the noise is huge. It's almost like you need to be a head coach of two different things. You got to be the head coach of the football team, and then you've got to be the head coach of the noise, and you've got to be able to manage both. And if you can't, you can't do this job.
Yeah, it's like that family member who's at the table, and you need them during the holidays to make sure that this side of the family is cool and that side of the family is cool, and you need to make it all work for a 2-hour meal.
Yeah.
That's what Will McClay does.
That's
what he has to do with, I think, thinking and making Jerry believe that he understands everything that's going on football-wise. You deal with the finances from Steven, and you're sitting there looking at the actual talent. Liaison.
You gotta be able to present to him why you take this player that you've never heard of over this guy that you've heard of.
Yeah.
Like that was the big problem, or the big, I think, tug of war when it came to Zach Martin versus Johnny Manziel. It's like everybody's heard of Johnny. Unless you're in the weeds, you ain't heard of Zach. We don't hear, you know, nobody knows guards.
No.
You gotta be in the weeds for that. So like you've got to be able to convince them this is why we're taking this.
Will McClay the other day at the Senior Bowl talking about his new and now long partnership with Brian Schottenheimer.
Just knowing him and being around him, knowing where he came from. I mean, a lot of the things that you've heard are very true where, you know, in this day and age in the NFL, it's the new hotshot that, you know, maybe he's been coaching 3, 4, 5 years. Well, Brian was that guy. He's got that passion. He's got that commitment. Grew up in football, can have a conversation with anyone, and an honest conversation with anyone. So his ability to do that and to connect, like in part of the interview, I watched him connect with different people in different ways, and that's a huge part of the head coaching thing that that helps push you over the top, and that you only get that from experience.
We have three more assistants added to Brian Schottenheimer's staff: Dave Borgonzi, linebackers coach Aaron Whitecotton. How do we not know that this was a last name in the National Football League?
Or in existence within the society.
Yeah. Aaron Whitecotton, defensive line coach, and Andre Curtis, defensive passing game coordinator. As for Whitecotton, he was with the Jets last 4 years as a D-line coach. He will now join the staff for Matt Eberflus. And then Broda sent over a note on Aaron saying, very good, great person, excellent at the age of 43, D-line coach. I thought that was age 43. His guys play hard. He loves personnel and will work at it. Very passionate and prideful about his work. He is intense but connected to his guys. So that's the scout report. Ryan Broda says, even doing on coaches.
You notice how the two first-time head coaches, the most recent two, that were hired, now Liam Cohen, I haven't seen who his staff is going to be.
Even
Duval. So weird.
It's going to be at every haunted house in Florida when you walk in.
Duval.
And his eyes, too.
But Schottenheimer hires Eberflus, former head coach, and Aaron Glenn hired Steve Wilks as his DC, former head coach. So both are hiring former head coaches as their coordinators. I found it interesting. I think it's good. I think you need to have somebody on your staff who's done this before.
Jordan Lewis, of course, connected to Eberflus in the past, had this to say. He runs a vision defense that's going to run to the ball and tackle. The front four are going to attack. I love the reunion. So, look, every system that comes in and every coach, everyone always loves it. Oh, I like this. Oh, yeah. And then at the end, you hear, oh, that didn't really fit the way we did things. We should have done this.
Yeah.
This person was out of place. There's always going to be somebody out of place with the system that's being run.
Always. It's always going to happen. You know, just that's the reality of a scheme. That's also the reality of if you bring something new in, you're going to have, we saw this year, when somebody was out of place almost every play in the first couple of weeks. I think Eberflus is fine. I mean, I think he's a good coach, good defensive coach. And, you know, this defense personnel-wise may have to change, but he's had a pretty good track record of success as a DC.
Sad story out of Filthy. We have our fun with the Eagle fan base and the media and everyone over there. This is a really sad story. An 18-year-old Eagles fan climbed one of those poles, like light poles, in celebration of the NFC Championship, fell, hit his head on the concrete, and passed away.
That sucks.
Temple student.
Oh, it sucks. That's really, and you know, like they were talking about, like the city of New Orleans is asking Eagles fans, hey, don't climb the telephone poles here, please. Don't climb the light poles. They're not going to grease them, but you know that, and that's why. And it, do other cities grease the light poles like Philly does?
And why is it a Philly thing to climb light? Is it to, like, try to be an eagle? Is that it?
That's a good question.
They want to fly. Yeah, they want to fly.
Trying to get up there and soar.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like you're just, I'm an animal. But this, I mean, we all did some stupid stuff. We were college kids, but this sucks.
I was just thinking about that with my kids. Like, how do you, I mean, I guess you just hold your breath.
Yep.
When your kids are growing up and you're like, I know they're going to go out and do stupid things. I did stupid things. And it's just a matter of fate and luck.
Yeah, that's a lot of it. It's a lot of it, man. Like, you know, we got, you know, Luca's starting to drive. He'll get his full license at the end of the year. And, you know, I know exactly what's going to happen. Same thing we all do. You know, let's see how we can open this up. You know,
donuts.
Let's go on the highway. Yeah, no, let's go do some donuts in the parking lot. Oh, wow, there's a light pole right there. Like, you know, it's just scary.
Is he driving on the highway? Is he comfortable?
No, we haven't taken on the highway. We took him on the access road. We haven't taken him on the highway, though.
And is he comfortable so far?
Yeah, we got into a little bit of a squirrely situation. It was my fault. I was trying to teach him a trick on how to
do a flip.
No.
I worry about my kid. What are they going to do going out there? And then you got Dom Toretto teaching you.
No. It was a, I was trying to teach him how to run a red light without running the red light.
Oh, crap.
And what is that trick?
So, like, you know how you're at a
speed up?
Yeah, right. No. It's that you're at the left turn lane. Okay. And oncoming, I wanted to get him in a sticky situation where he couldn't see the cars. So you have the oncoming traffic and you're head on with the other vehicles, and it's hard to see the oncoming traffic because the other ones are stopped at their left turn lane as well.
Right.
So the light was blinking. It was one of those yellow blinking left turn lights. And I was like, all right, just creep up. Just get in the middle of the intersection. He goes, why? I go, because that way, once the thing turns red, you're already there. You just go.
Right.
You're ahead of the white line. You got to be ahead of the white line when it turns red. Otherwise, you're running the red light.
Yeah.
That's a little trick, right? They don't give you a red light, running a red light if you're already ahead of the white line. So I said, do that. And he does. And the light turns red. But here's the problem. This is what wasn't planned for. We had people running the red light coming back.
Yeah, that's okay? The problem.
They were running the red light.
You have to rely on the other people stopping.
Well, usually you could tell, right? You could tell when the car starts to slow down. They weren't slowing down. I was like, no, don't go, don't go. The other light turns green, so now these people start coming into the intersection from our cross. And I was like, go. And he freaked out. And he got so nervous. He got so mad at me.
The conservative Sharif family driving class would say, just let the light go red and let the light go green. That's what my wife would say. Why are you rushing it? What are you in a rush for? Where are you trying to go? But that is not the RJ Choppy School of Driving. So, Luca, if you're listening, you can just wait for that yellow light to turn red and have the people behind you be upset.
My parents always said the world is round. You'll get there eventually. If you miss your turn, don't, you know, immediately make a U-turn and go into oncoming traffic, try and rush to get somewhere. Just ease it over. You'll get there eventually.
Oh, they were Kyrie ahead of their time.
The world is round.
Are they conservative drivers?
My mom is. My mom is, you know, if it's raining, she's the one going 60 on the highway. Yeah.
Well, 60 is not too bad. Like this morning and yesterday, like last night, that was that just in my area where it was crazy thunder and
Rockwell
lightning pouring down?
Very bad.
We didn't have anything last night. We had a lot of rain this morning. Like when I woke up, it was fine. And as I let the dog out, and as soon as I'm getting, put my shoes on to leave, you could hear it down on the roof. I was like, oh, crap.
Sandler had called me last night leaving a dinner in Arlington with some big Rangers TV news. Whoa. And I was like, this is the weather gods have given me a gift. I'm like, Jared, get off the phone and drive safe. That was my get off the phone moment.
There you
go. I don't want you to get in an accident behalf talking to me on the phone. So be careful driving out there. It is rainy and wet throughout the Metroplex. The way to hit us up on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line is 877-881-1053. And then one more filthy story. The 76ers finally congratulating the Eagles.
You know what? Thank God. Finally, Josh Harris, who owns both the Sixers and the Commanders, finally allowed the 76ers to congratulate the Philadelphia Eagles. Their official Twitter account says, NFC champs in the house, congrats at Eagles.
Well done.
Well done, Josh. Well done.
A little late.
A couple days late, about a half a week late.
The last thing Sixers fans need is a reason to be more upset at their organization with the Joel Embiid stat that was put up about games played and games missed. Meanwhile, he's doing handstands at practice the other day, and they just gave him that fresh extension. What a disaster. He's going to have to retire, or they're going to have to get rid of him. He cannot survive in that city. But there's Josh Harris taking off more 76ers fans because of the Commanders. We think. All right. Hit us up on the Franklin LaFranco Injury Attorney text line. Hit them up if you need them today for any type of accident that hopefully does not happen out there on the roadways. What a game last night for your Dallas Mavericks, and the breaking news that has taken over the country, the plane flight and crash that may have some Olympic athletes on there. RJ Choppy stayed up an extra 3 hours for that. We'll catch you up with all of it as part of the 6 a.m. Club with Sean and RJ next.